This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 96 for Tuesday, October 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Today's futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, falling below nearby chart support as activity resumed after the Thanksgiving long weekend. Canola down $6 to $11, November down $6 at $704.60 per ton. Canadian markets were closed yesterday while grains and oilseeds in the U.S. traded their usual hours. Chicago soy oil futures weakened Monday and remained pointed lower today, and that contributed to the selling pressure in canola. The move below $710 in the November contract was bearish from a technical standpoint, with values nearing the next psychological support at $700. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar also weighed a bit on canola as the rising currency cuts into crush margins. In the U.S., corn and wheat futures were both lower, while soybeans held on to gains despite the losses in soy oil. Positioning ahead of Thursday's monthly USDA supply-demand report was a feature. Soybeans touched fresh lows in overnight trade before managing to uncover some support to end higher. November beans up 7 cents at $12.71 per bushel. Opinions on U.S. soybean yields are divided ahead of Thursday's report, with some traders expecting an increase from the 50.1 bushels per acre forecast in September, and others banking on a small cut to yields. Usage and ending stocks estimates will also be followed closely. Corn futures, they saw some follow-through selling after yesterday's losses, with a move below some key moving averages and seasonal harvest pressure behind the weakness. The December corn contract down 2¾ cents at $4.85 per bushel. Expectations for U.S. corn yields ahead of Thursday's report are also mixed, with average guesses calling for a small reduction from the 173.8 bushels per acre currently projected by the USDA. In Brazil, their next corn crop is estimated at 51% seeded. That's about 7 points ahead of last year's pace and well above the five-year average, closer to 40%. Wheat futures are lower across the board, taking back yesterday's gains. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the December contract at $7.23 per bushel. Kansas City down 14 cents in December at $6.71 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 14 cents in the December contract at $5.58.5. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections of just under 400,000 tons were down slightly from the previous week. Average trade guesses ahead of Thursday's report are for a small increase in U.S. wheat stocks from the 615 million bushels forecast in September. Egypt reportedly purchased nearly 500,000 tons of Russian wheat at prices slightly below Russia's stated floor. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.